Hi guys, Transtalk episode 4 of the Transbavians. My name is Zane Schmoll, I'm from the Transbavians, and I'm joined with Harold Zamt from Polar.
Thanks, good to be here, Zane.
Yeah, cool. Guys, yeah, in today's episode, we're going to be chatting. Harold's mostly going to talk about your long, slow distance rides, what you can think of when what you can test out and train for in those long distance rides, preparing up for the Transbavians. And I'm going to go into a bit about registration. When you get to the event, what you need to think about registration-wise to make it as smooth and as fun as possible for you guys when you arrive at the event in Willamore in August. But first, I'm going to give over to Harold to chat to us a bit about that LSD.
The LSD session, yeah, we've spoken about it already, your long, slow distance session, crucial part of your training. But I think there's a few other things that you can use the session for, not only training. It's obviously to test your equipment and your refueling strategies. You know, most of us will be out there for 12 hours or more, and we're certainly not going to get away without any refueling through that process. Just to give everyone an idea, you know, your carbohydrate intake will largely depend on the intensity that you're riding at, how hard you're riding, and obviously how long you're going to be riding for. And to give you an idea, from our FuelWise feature, the Polar FuelWise feature, an 80 kilogram male racing.
80 gram male will be interesting to see.
Yeah, no, that's a little bit light. Sorry, 80 kilogram male, estimated race time of 12 hours. And typically in intensity zone 3, which would be 70 to 80% of max heart rate, on average would be taking in up to about 45 grams of carbohydrates per hour.
Per hour.
Really? So have a look at what you're taking in via your energy drink, via your gels, your bars. In most cases, the really reputable energy gels out there, like the ones from Powerbar, have anywhere from 20 to 25 grams of carbohydrates in them. So this will give you an idea of how much to take with you. I think that's one of the, and we'll talk about the boxes and your nutrition and where you can put it. But the important part is to make sure you have enough of it. Based on, first of all, how long you plan to ride for and also the intensity you plan to ride at. That will largely dictate how much you need to take in. And I have seen quite a few riders out there that have not taken enough with them.
Yeah.
There's obviously, and we'll talk about that in future episodes, there's lots of food out there at the various checkpoints. But I feel some riders do come short during the ride, that they're not taking enough personal nutrition with them. And the other thing about nutrition is obviously you have to test this in training. You have to make sure that whatever you're going to take in, you've actually tested before you go to the event, not taking something new that you can't keep down, because there's no point. It's not going to work if you can't keep it down. So keep it down. So test it in training. And the long, slow distance ride is perfect for that. To the extent where, again, a lot of people go out on their long, slow distance ride with no nutrition at all. And if you're planning to do an event like the Transbavians, you want to make sure you train with it as well as race with it correctly.
Yeah, and your body, your stomach's used to it. Your body reacts to that sort of nutrition differently when you're out for a long ride than going for a 20K ride at home and then taking a gel. It's not the same thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and we'll get Trevor from Powerbar in on a future episode as well to chat to us in more detail about nutrition. But I do think it's an important part. And yes, we do give a lot of food, but also understand the food that is at the checkpoints compared to what your needs are and what you need in between, especially in that first 100Ks. You only have one aid station at about 50Ks, where you have to do two 50K rides basically before you get to another aid station. So that's little things like that I think is very valuable from Harold's side to test in your LSD sessions.
Yeah, and I think that the other part to that is also, again, we spoke about consistency in training. It's also consistency in refueling, regular refueling as you go along. not just waiting till you get to checkpoints and then trying to put in as much as possible. It's a consistent approach. So consistency is the key through all of this, and it comes down to the nutrition side as well.
Yeah. And I think to your point there, Harold, it's not, when we say nutrition, it's not always about what you are eating, it's drinking as
drinking
well.
Drinking as well, of
so
course.
So whether it's electrolytes that you've got into your bottle or a carb drink, but also I've seen riders do it quite successfully is on their devices, on their watch or computer device or bike computer, they put a alarm on for every 15 minutes to take a sip of something or a bite of something to just keep constantly keeping them reminded to refuel as you go.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've seen recently on the Pro Tour, a lot of the Pro Tour riders actually have that old school sticker on their stem to remind them when to refuel. So some of our devices are a little more sophisticated than that these days, but everyone's very focused on the nutrition side and realizes how important that really is.
Harold, tell us about the refueling or the fueling side of the Polar device. What does that actually do, and how does that help you to make sure you're fueled?
Well, it's the FuelWise feature actually takes your training history into account. So it looks at the ratio of carbohydrates versus fats and proteins that you have expended during exercise and uses that together with your personal data to give you this prediction of the amount of carbohydrates to take in through an event like this. And typically it's 3-4 hours or longer that it'll make the recommendation. It won't make the recommendation for anything an hour or less, because you generally don't need to refuel then, you only need to rehydrate.
Yeah.
And it'll then constantly remind you throughout the event to take in the amount of carbohydrate and also refuel from a liquid perspective.
Yeah.
And should you change the intensity of your ride, should you decide to now go a lot harder, then obviously that recommendation will change on the fly.
Very cool. Okay, guys, then on registration side, so you're going to arrive in Willowmore on the morning or on the Friday during the day to register. We will also communicate this leading up to the event, but you will get your indemnity forms and all your necessary documentation that you have to give to us. Pre to registration, we'll email you links to download it, fill it in, and bring it along. It just helps the queues go a lot quicker with registration. But then also at registration itself, there's a lot of information that's being passed over to you. You get your boxes, and the boxes will be a topic in our next episode explaining exactly what they are and what they're for. But you'll get your boxes, you'll get your whole sets of rules. If you have a support driver with you, he will or she will get their set of rules and what they need to do. And so all I want to say is listen up at registration. Make sure you guys are aware of what's happening, what time your boxes need to be handed in, what you need to comply with, and what needs to happen. It's quite a bit of information. It's not an ordinary just rock up and ride race. There's quite a bit of things that you need to think of and plan for, as you can imagine. So just with the registration process, help us to make it as smooth as possible, but also make sure you are in the know of what's happening. Harold, anything else from you?
No, I think just to add to the registration process, give yourself enough time to do that and not have to rush through there, because puts everyone under pressure at the end of the day. The poor ladies handing out all the registration forms, they do a fantastic job. So give them time to do their job and explain everything to you. And yeah, try and listen. I've seen a lot of people just standing there, grabbing their stuff and leaving and then asking the questions later on, which is I think not the idea. There's lots of work to do for the race staff and the race team. So make sure you pay attention, get your boxes. And as Zane said, we'll cover those interesting boxes in the next episode.
Cool. Guys, enjoy your week. Hopefully get out there on an LSD session and test your nutrition, test your gear. And we'll see you again for the next episode next week.
Thanks, Zane.
Cheers.